The Tuskegee study is a really – it's a difficult time in the field of STD. When the study was started in the 1930s, you could argue that the treatments for syphilis were probably as bad or worse than the disease itself. They were using arsenic, mercury, and other types of long-term therapies which had their own toxicities. So the Tuskegee study actually started as a non-treatment study to see if not treating syphilis was as bad as using some of the treatments available of the day. No one was ever intentionally infected in Tuskegee. These were men that had naturally acquired syphilis. But when penicillin was discovered, it was withheld from them intentionally for the next 20 years. And they were told that they were getting medical treatment, but they really weren't. So that's really a violation of human rights and really violated the dignity of these individuals. But the Guatemala studies were different in the sense that these were individuals who were intentionally exposed.